The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Hey, Joey Chestnut won the thing again.
Yay! Yeah. He's a competitive eater.
We're going to see if Jeffy can eat.
He broke his own record. Too bad your microphone isn't on, Jeffy. Be nice.
It's like 71 now. Jeez. And he after the event, he said that he felt like he could have eaten more. He was disappointed in his
performance. Yeah, he didn't like his. He ate 72 in 10 minutes.
Jeffy, I come to you with all food-related issues, even though I know this is not your specialty. Jeffy is the Kenyan of eating,
yeah,
as he says.
Yeah, long-distance eater.
He's a long-distance eater.
Not speed eater.
But what happened to Kobayashi? Why isn't he in this competition anymore?
That's a really good question.
He was like a legend for five years.
Japanese guy was winning all of these American contests.
And then Chestnut started blowing him out. I haven't heard a word from him since. Is he alive? Did he choke on something?
It's a good question. I really don't know. I actually watched a special not long ago on him.
On Kobayashi?
It feels like, you know, his training and what he did to train and everything. So I feel like I don't think he got anything stuck in rolled over dead. I think he's still alive.
Now, like, I would assume a guy like Usain Bolt would look at a marathon runner and be impressed by them. Do you have that sort of relationship with the competitive eaters? Like, is Joey Chestnut like, oh my God, Jeffy's a legend? Like, but even though they're not in the same event, they still see you.
We appreciate each other. I mean, we appreciate each other and you know what it takes to become what we have.
And you just do it with you do it actually for the opposite of glory, which is impressive. He does it for the glory.
You know, I find it fascinating also that they have a women's division to this.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, big difference with the women.
I mean, they don't compete
women
together?
Women don't. No, they don't.
Oh, no.
They don't compete together? Because the winner of the female only ate 41.
Wow. I mean, so she lost by 30.
Yes. Yes, except she's in the women's competition, so she
won. It's a different sport. Yeah. Guys, it's a different sport. It's a totally... What? You can't compare them. It's a totally different sport. No, it's not. Okay? We're watching... Wimbledon's on one of the TVs, so we're not paying attention to you in the show. We're watching that. It's the same sport as men's tennis. The men just play it better.
Yeah. Yes.
By the way, I heard McEnroe, he's still defending his comments. I heard a little clip of him this weekend.
Really?
It was satisfying. He's like, look, there's a way to solve this. Like, we have a solution here. Have them all play together.
Yeah, right.
Like, this would be easy to solve.
That's great.
And it's true.
He's probably still fed up with it.
Oh, yeah. I like
him. What he should do is play her. I just saw him playing, is it Jim Courier? Yeah, it's Jim Courier. McEnroe and Courier were playing on the, I forget what they call the circuit, you know, the senior circuit, whatever it is. And he's still playing some pretty good tennis. I mean, he obviously doesn't get around the court as fast as he once did.
He's got to be, what, 60?
I think he's 58.
58.
He's 58.
Yeah, we just looked the other day, he was 58.
And I mean, Serena, I would assume Serena would be.
I think he beats her at 58. I think he beats her. And I think he beats her pretty easily.
Yeah, that's the Riggs thing all over again.
Yes,
it's like,
it is.
I want to see her. I want to see her play.
Bobby Riggs can't compare to John McEnroe. And John McEnroe, I think beats her. Yeah, I think he's still
would beat
her.
At one time, McEnroe was, top of the world, right? So,
By far the best in the world. Yeah,
for a few years. He had a short run of dominance, but he was.
I mean, he had Borg at the time, and that was a good rivalry.
He made it fun to watch. Got into arguments. It was great. You know, mm-hmm. That's what was nice
to
watch,
like,
right?
Like, let's say a Pete Sampras.
Yeah,
is Pete Sampras?
Sampras beats her. Oh no,
I think so too.
Oh, and
really?
Absolutely. Wow. Sampras is in his early 40s.
Yeah,
yeah, he beats her left-handed. Yeah. He does.
It's not crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. Although, you think
Sampras crushes. Serena.
I do think the
you wouldn't even want to see that match. It would be as bad as if Andy Murray played her.
Wow. Because I think the gap has narrowed between men's and women's. It's just not nearly as much as you want to believe if you're a women's tennis player. Like if it used to be, that a 55-year-old Bobby Riggs would beat the number one player in the world
and
at the time,
did.
And he did Margaret Court when he was actually trying. Right. So that used to be what it was. Now I don't think, but
I don't know.
Maybe, but remember, and it's important to point out, Riggs wasn't even a great player when he was in his prime.
Yeah.
Like, this is a good men's player at 55 and beat the number one woman. I don't think that's the case now.
You lose sight that the guy retired from competitive tennis in 1951. 1951! Wow. The match took place in 1973. So, and he beat the number one player in the world before he played the number two in Billie Jean.
Plus, Sampras, so, his serves are what? He's probably got him down to, 400 miles an hour now?
Yeah. I mean, Sampras, I seriously, that would not even be a match. That wouldn't even be a match. Because he's still too young. He's got something in the tank, I'm guessing. You know what hurt him is marrying What's-Her-Face. That's when his tennis game went downhill.
I'm going to need more information.
She was in Billy Madison. You know, what is her name?
Oh, the teacher from Billy Madison?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know they were married.
Yeah. Anyway, he was distracted ever after. I don't blame him.
It happens.
Yeah,
it does happen.
Want to play some more tennis? Nope.
Good.
You know, I mean,
I'm going to stay home.
That sort of distraction brings down empires.
Bridget.
Yes, it does.
Bridget something or other.
Oh, no, I got to find it. Stupid.
Wait, I asked you to look up something on Kobayashi like 10 minutes ago.
I don't care about Kobayashi.
I want to know what happened to the guy. And you just want to look up pictures of some hot woman.
And?
Okay, well, that's a good point. When you say it like that, that's a good point.